From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. is open to cooperating with Iran over Iraq intervention. And Al-Shabaab claims a Kenya attack that killed 48. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. The United States says it's open to cooperating with Iran to block the advance of Sunni militants in Iraq. In an interview today, Secretary of State John Kerry did not rule out military cooperation with Tehran as a way to hold Iraq together. Insurgents with the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant have taken control of northern Iraqi cities during the past week and have moved closer to Baghdad. Kerry told Yahoo News the United States is open to any constructive process to curb violence in Iraq and eliminate outside terrorist forces that are ripping it apart. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack on a Kenyan town that killed at least 48 people. A statement posted to a pro-Shabaab website says gunmen attack hotels, police stations, banks, and other places in the coastal town of Muktatoni. Some of those killed had been gathered to watch the Football World Cup. At a news conference in Nairobi today, Kenya's interior minister said security officers are pursuing the perpetrators and have warned against attempts to incite public anger. Pakistan's military says fresh airstrikes have killed at least 27 militants in the North Waziristan tribal agency. It comes a day after the army announced the start of a comprehensive operation in the region. An army statement said fighter jets carried out the precise strikes against six hardcore terrorist hideouts today. Pakistan said most of those killed were fighters of the fugitive Islamic movement of Uzbekistan, which is entrenched along the Afghan border. A senior UN official says millions of people caught in crisis are unable to get the aid they need due to a lack of funding. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. The UN says most of these crises are potentially explosive and could erupt into regional conflicts.
The United Nations has appealed for a record $16.9 billion to assist 54 million people in 28 countries this year. Nearly half the year has passed, and only 30% of that money, or $5.2 billion, has been received. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos says people should do the math, and they will see the difficulties aid agencies face. While contributions are slow in coming, she says there is no let-up in humanitarian crises, which are expanding in scale and depth. She cites Syria, the Central African Republic, and South Sudan as the three top-level crises. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says he will put forward a detailed peace plan that will include a ceasefire in the government's battle with pro-Russian separatists. In a meeting on the country's National Security Council in Kiev, Mr. Poroshenko said today that he would roll out that peace plan this week and that a ceasefire would be proposed as the beginning of the plan's implementation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he expects Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to help in returning three Israeli teenagers kidnapped last week from the West Bank and in catching those who've abducted them. A statement from Mr. Netanyahu's office today said the two leaders spoke by telephone. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli troops have arrested more than 150 Palestinians in the raids, most of them from the Islamic militant group Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
These teenagers were kidnapped, and the kidnapping was carried out by Hamas members. We know that for a fact.
Hamas has praised the kidnapping, but it has not taken responsibility. Netanyahu's comments are stupid, said Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri, adding that Israel is looking for an excuse to crack down on Palestinian resistance. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The International Monetary Fund says the U.S. economy will grow 2% this year, which is slightly faster than last year. The IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says unusually bad winter weather hampered business activity and made the world's biggest economy shrink a bit in the first 3 months of this year. She says the economy has resumed growth and will get stronger in the next few months. The IMF says U.S. officials should continue efforts to stimulate the economy. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.